1230 KHAS.
Back to the Crusader Gym. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off Adams Central tonight 40-37 in overtime. Scoring in the ball game for the Patriots, Jalinda Hobson led the way tonight for Adams Central. She had 14 points in the ball game. Hobson had 4 field goals, and she was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. Kerry Coates had 10 points tonight. Coates knocked down a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. She was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for her 10. Kelsey Sedlak had 7 points tonight, 3 field goals, 1 of 2 from the line for 7 points. Janessa Bowen had a 3-pointer and a couple of free throws. She had 5 points. And Leslie Pfeiffer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and 1 point. That is it. Adams Central had 5 girls score in the ball game tonight, led by Jalinda Hobson with 14 points. Adams Central, 13 out of 21 from the free throw line, and officially 21 turnovers in the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic was led tonight. Balanced scoring attack. Nobody in double figures here this evening, but 7 girls did score. Maggie Stump had 9 points in the ball game. Stump had 3 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Katie Brand ended up with 8 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Liz McGowan had 7 points. 5 of those came in the second half of play. McGowan had 3 field goals, and she was 1 of 4 from the line. Julian Moravec had 6 points in the basketball game. She had 3 field goals, and she was 0 of 1 from the line tonight. Steph Ross had 5 points in the ball game. She had a field goal, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Other scores for Central Catholic in this one, Sarah Golka had 3 points. She had a field goal, and she was 1 of 2 from the charity stripe for 3 points. And Katie Scheel had a field goal and 2 points in the basketball game for Central Catholic. The Crusaders, 10 out of 22 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 18 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, it was Grand Island Central Catholic getting by Adams Central here tonight in overtime of our girls' high school basketball game. The final score of 40-37. Central Catholic now 10-5 on the season. And coming up next for Grand Island Central Catholic will be the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. They will take on the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia next Tuesday, beginning at 6 o'clock here at the Crusader Gym. Central Catholic, the number 4 seed for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia will be the number 5 seed. And they will score off at 6 o'clock next Tuesday here at the Crusader Gym. Meanwhile, the Adams Central Patriots, they will drop to 10 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Patriots' next game will be coming up next Thursday. They will play at Lexington. And next Friday night, Adams Central will play at Hastings High. And then they will move on into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up the first week of February. So the Patriots with some injury problems here, as they played tonight without Kelly Shuck and also Kerry Holen, and then they suffered an injury here in this one as well, as Emily Boniface went down in the second quarter tonight for head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots, and she did not return. Looked like she had some sort of an arm or wrist injury. She was up from the floor, so Adams Central playing a little shorthanded tonight, and they drop an overtime ball game tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic on a score of 40-37. We have got the boys' game coming up in just a couple of minutes here on 1230 KHS, and that'll be a dandy for this early in the season as two undefeated teams will score off here tonight. Adams Central, 12-0 in the season. They are ranked number 7 in Class B, up against Grand Island Central Catholic, coached by Billy Gavers. Their record is sitting at 12 wins and no losses. They are ranked number 3 in Class C1. We've got that game coming up here in just a couple of minutes. In fact, both teams are already on the floor. It was parents' night here tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic, so we got that taken care of, and now the boys are on the floor, and we'll have the ball game coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk with Adams Central head coach Tom Slekta as the countdown is on to our showdown here tonight between Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. We'll hear from the coach when we return in 1 minute on 1230 KHAS.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3 performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back to the Crusader Gym in Grand Island as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic and the undefeated Patriots of Adams Central. As we talk with Adams Central head coach Tom Slechten. And of course, this is a game, coach, we've circled on the old schedule the last couple of weeks. A great basketball game is shaping up here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's going to be we talked about before, be a 4th of July type game, call the relatives. You know, it's kind of like that. It's your relatives that you know real well down the street, and you call them up, and you just say, hey, let's go meet down at the blacktop and play a little basketball. You know, tonight, you're right in saying that it's one of those games that everybody looks forward to, the public really looks forward to. And for us, you know, it's just because it's a cross-town, I mean, they're not cross-town rival, but you feel like they're a cross-town rival. It's going to be a great intensity and great atmosphere for everybody. At the end of the day, every game from here to the end of the year for both of our teams is our big games, because you're vying for conference seeding, you're vying for district seeding, you're vying for wild card seeding, and just getting wins and just getting better. So they're all going to be big from here till the end of the year.
It's just a good measuring stick for your ball club, a good measuring stick type of game here to see where you guys are really at this point in the season.
Well, I mean, really, it's a good measuring stick for how good we are at handling pressure, because they're going to put pressure on us, and we think we have good handlers, and we're confident that our guys will handle the pressure really well, and so it'll be a good measuring stick on that end as far as how do we handle a team that really, really comes out and pressures and gets up in your face.
Coach, last week you picked up a couple of wins. First of all, an impressive win against Grand Island Northwest, winning 80-48, and coming back on Saturday, maybe struggling a little bit with Donovan Trumbull winning 53-46. Just your feelings in the two ball games last weekend.
Well, you know, there's this contrast in that the first game we hit shots at the right time, and the second game we didn't. And Donovan, you know, credit them, they did a really nice job of doing things really well in the 2-3 zone, which caused us some problems. And we didn't shoot the ball. Well, we didn't shoot poorly, but we didn't shoot as well. And defensive intensity probably wasn't quite as good. And we gave up too many rebounds. So those are the keys. And those are the contrasts in two games. And if you look at scores across the state, you're going to have anywhere from 30 to 40-point swings from one night to the other, just in teams in and of themselves. I mean, this game tonight's a great example. I mean, GICC could beat us by 20, and we could be on fire, and we could be up 10 or 15 in a game like this. So it comes down to how you shoot, how you defend, how you rebound. It's a pretty simple game.
It's not many times that an opposing team out-rebounds Adams Central. Donovan Trumbull did it last Saturday night.
You know, that's been something that we're plus 9 early in the season with rebounding. Now we're only up about plus 4, plus 5. So the team has been creeping up on us. And we're not a really big team, although we are fairly athletic. I think that's something that kind of depends on your defense. If you keep your defense in, like Donovan does in their 2-3, or, you know, early in the season we're playing more Pac-Man where we're in the paint kind of defense, if you do that, you generally will rebound better by 2, 3, 4 more a game. Now we're coming out pressuring a little bit more, and we're fronting the post. Well, you're going to give up some rebounds that way. So that's kind of what I was expected. I expected when we were plus 9, when we went to more pressure and fronting the post, you're going to give up some rebounds because now you're giving up inside position. So that's kind of to be expected, but that's also credit to Donovan and their kids and what they did.
Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. In the past, we've always known the Crusaders with a very good defensive unit. They've still got that, giving up only 40 points per ball game. Now it looks like they got the offense to go along with that, averaging about 62 points per ball game. So a tougher than usual ball club to handle here tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't paid that close attention, but I think that they are. I don't know if they've had any games closer than 9 points, 9, 10 points, and so that just shows how well they play the game. You know. Your margin of victory is almost more important than the points you score or the points you give up. Because if you're giving up 40 but you're not scoring, who cares? And if you're scoring 60 but giving up 58, who cares? They're doing both. They're defending and they're scoring. And so you make a great point. I think this is the best defense I've seen out of any team. Again, comparable with athletes and such. The best defense I've seen in 5 years in GICC. And that's a credit to Coach Gavers and their kids. It comes down to your kids playing it, but credit to their staff getting them to play that kind of defense as well. So, yeah, that's what we're going to see tonight.
Offensively, it starts with Turner Faye, a kid that's averaging 21 points per ball game. I think shoots 50% from the field, dishes out 4 or 5 assists per ball game. Talk about him as a player. What do we do to stop him tonight?
You know, Turner Faye is just one of those guys that whenever you're matched up mano-a-mano, you're gonna something's gonna give. You're gonna have to give something up somewhere along the way. And, you know, in the case of Turner Faye, you want to turn him, even though he's a great jump shooter, you turn him into a jump shooter with hands in the face. We just have to hope that he takes some contested shots with hands in the face and he doesn't knock him down, because if you crowd him too much, because he can go right and left, he's either going to get to the lane and hit finish. He's really great at the rim, even as small as he is. He can finish over two guys. He's got nice little loops. He can hit a little pull-up. And he's great at dishing. And so if you help off anywhere, he's going to dish down or dish out the shooter. So you really have to turn him into a jump shooter. And that's what we're going to try and do. I don't know if we'll get it done, but that's what we're going to do. We're hopeful that we will.
Two other guys, Casey Weems, Seth Wardeen, also have a hand in this offense for Central Catholic.
Yes. You know, and Seth Wardeen, that's just another case of a hard-nosed kid that is a great defender, and he can score. In the case of Casey Weems, same type of thing. You know, both those guys defend and rebound. That's really the character of their team. You said it from the outset, they defend and they score. And Casey Weems is a dead-eye shooter. If you let him set his feet and catch and shoot, he's probably about 50 to 60% three-point shooter. You got to make sure that you're running hard at him when he gets catches out there.
When it gets to the end, what's this going to come down to, Coach?
It'll probably come down to the same things that with basketball always comes down to, but even more so when you have similar teams of similar talent. It's going to come down to who shoots the ball better, who gets more rebounds, and who defends a little bit better. Because those things go together, like we said. Sometimes if you defend a little bit better, you don't rebound as well because you're extending your defense, or it just depends on how you're playing your defense. So it'll be a combination of shooting, defense, and rebounding. And there's no other way to put it than that. That's what it's going to come down to.
Obviously, a large crowd going to be on hand here tonight. Maybe a prerequisite to the postseason here. Maybe get you guys accustomed to the postseason, huh?
You know, that's the one thing that will be different about tonight is that, even though it's just another regular season game, it'll give you kind of a feel of a district final type of game. And so that's what's kind of special about tonight, and that's what's so exciting. So it should be a fun one.
Okay, good luck.
Hey, thank you.
I'm selected head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We'll come back and check the starting lineups up next. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
1230 KHAS.
Michael, back to the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic, getting set for the boys' game here tonight between Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. Again, the Patriots coming in, a record of 12 wins and no losses on the season. They ranked number 7 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star in Class B. Adams Central is coming off a couple of wins last weekend over Grand Island Northwest, 80-48, over Donovan Trumbull, 53-46. Grand Island Central Catholic, the third-ranked team in Class C1. The Crusaders are also 12-0 in the season. Their last outing was a win at Lincoln Christian last Saturday as they beat the Crusaders by the score of 57-48. Last week, they also knocked off Aquinas by the score of 62-39. Central Catholic opens the season with wins over Lincoln Lutheran, Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic during that Hastings College preseason tournament. They picked up wins over Columbus, Tortoise, Minden, and Blue Hill before the Christmas break. They played their own holiday tournament, beat Fillmore Central and Superior in those two games. In fact, they took care of the Superior Wildcats in the championship game of that one, 64-37.
And since the first of the year, the Crusaders have wins over Holdridge and Pierce. And that win last week over Aquinas and Lincoln Christian. They had a game postponed this week with Kearney Catholic because of the weather. So they've got the matchup here tonight with Adams Central as the Patriots and the Crusaders get ready to do battle here tonight at the Crusader Gym. Any other action in the city tonight is now complete. Their action is wrapped up with the Chapman Gymnasium. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls beat Aquinas tonight by a score of 55-47. The St. Cecilia boys beat Aquinas by a score of 63-35. The Blue Hawks jumped out to a 14-12 first quarter lead. It was 29-16 at halftime, but St. Cecilia goes on to win easily tonight over Aquinas by a score of 63-35. The Nebraska women's basketball team won this afternoon over Kansas State. They have now won 17 games in a row. There remain only two of the undefeated teams left in women's college basketball. UConn, the only other team that's undefeated, as Nebraska is currently 17-0 on the season. They'll play again on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Nebraska men's basketball team, they are playing tonight in Columbia, Missouri against the Missouri Tigers. Missouri has won 30 consecutive home games in a row down there. And the Huskers will be looking for their first conference win of the season. That ball game is already tipped off down in Columbia, Missouri. We're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic getting their final instructions, and now they're back out on the floor under their veteran head coach in Billy Gavers here tonight. Adams Central now making their way back out of the locker room, getting their final instructions from their head coach, Tom Sleck. And I'll tell you what, the Patriots have been looking forward to this battle all week long. Tom Sleck has had a hard time controlling everybody during practice this week, as Adams Central has really looked forward to this ball game here tonight with the undefeated Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. We're going to play this baby in front of a jam house here in the brand-new Crusader Gym up here in Grand Island tonight. It should be a great atmosphere for a mid-season basketball game between the two very good programs here in Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. We'll take a break and come back and listen to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Adams Central with wins over Northwest and Donovan Trumbull a week ago, 80-48 over the Vikings. And they beat Donovan Trumbull last Saturday, 53-46. Zach Hunt, Brady Barrett's been doing the job so far for Adams Central. They're the two leading scorers on the season. Zach Hunt is averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds per game. Hunt is knocking down 45% of his field goal tries so far this year. Also dishing out 5.8 assists, and he's got 2.5 steals per ball game. Brady Barrett has been dead on most of the season as well. Barrett's hitting 43% of his field goal tries, 37% from three-point territory, and a team-high 88% from the free throw line. Barrett is averaging 1.8 assists and 1.5 steals per ball game, but it's really been a team effort here this year for Adams Central. The other starters in there for the Patriots, Nate Arnold is averaging about 7.9 points per ball game. Nick Stein, a consistent 7 points per ball game. Connor Lyons, 8.8 points per contest. He leads the team in block shots with 10. Also, the guys coming in off of the bench, Jake Fowler and Matt Overmiller for head coach Tom Slekta. We've also seen a lot of other guys in the basketball games that we have seen so far for Adams Central. They have compiled a record of 12 wins and no losses on the season. Adams Central is averaging 65.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 48.5 on the defensive end. As a team, the Patriots knocking down 46% of their field goal tries this year, 34% from three-point territory, 70% from the free throw line. The Patriots have out-rebounded their opponents 28-25. The Patriots with 12 turnovers per ball game, they forced 17 on the opposite end. But as we talked with the coach during the pregame show a couple of minutes ago, this is a very good Central Catholic basketball team here tonight. A team that only plays a very stingy defense, but this year they've been able to put some points on the scoreboard. In fact, the Crusaders are averaging 62 points per ball game on offense, but they are giving up only 40.4 on the defensive end. Turner Fay is their leading scorer. He is averaging 21.6 points per ball game. He hits 50% of his field goal tries. He's got four assists per ball game. But don't count out to Casey Weems. He's definitely a main cog in the wheel here for the offensive flow for the Crusaders. Weems is knocking down 57% of his field goal tries. And then Steph Wardeen is the other guy we'll have to be concerned with here tonight. Wardeen had 7 and 6 points respectively in the two ball games a week ago over Aquinas and Lincoln Christian. And to be a three-man show basically for Central Catholic tonight with Turner Fay, Casey Weems, and Seth Wardeen. Adam Central are going to be dressed in their visiting blue uniforms here tonight. I think these are some new duds for the Patriots on the road. First time we have seen Adam Central on the road here this season. Will be with blue, with the red and the white trim here tonight. Meanwhile, Central Catholic will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. And again, a full house on hand here tonight. It gets the feeling of maybe a district championship ball game here tonight between Adams Central and Central Catholic. Everything that we expected here tonight as the Patriots now being introduced in front of the crowd here tonight. Nate Arlt will get to start at one of the guard positions. Nate is a 5'9" senior who is averaging 7.9 points and 3.3 rebounds per game, averaging 3.5 assists and 2.3 steals per game. Brady Barrett, we mentioned him. Brady, just a sophomore, 6 foot. Barrett is averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game, 1.8 steals and 1.5 assists per ball game. Nick Stein is a 6'1" junior, averaging 7 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Zach Cutt is a 6'1" senior. Zach is averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds per game, dishing out 5.8 assists and grabbing 2.5 steals per game. Connor Lyons, the other starter for Adams Central. Lyons, a 6'3" and senior, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. Leads the team in block shots with 10. He's got 1.4 steals per ball game. The Patriots coached by Tom Swetka. Central Catholic coming in, the third-ranked team in Class C1, coached by Billy Gabers. And we'll go with Tyler O'Connor, a 6'1" junior. Also, Turner Fay, a 6-foot junior. He's averaging 21 points per ball game. Knocks down 55% of his field goal tries, 50% from three-point territory. Seth Wardeen, another starter for Central Catholic, a 6-foot junior. The other starter is Casey Weems, a 5'11" senior. Weems is knocking down 57% of his field goal tries this year. And then Brandon Meyer, the other starter for Central Catholic, a 6'1" senior, scored 4 points respectively in the two ball games last week over Aquinas and Lincoln Christian. So we're set to go. Boys high school basketball action here tonight from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic, undefeated Adams Central scoring up here tonight. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. Connor Lyons will jump things up against the Brandon Meyer, and the tip is in the air. Adams Central controls the opening tip. Nick Stein will have the ball here for Adams Central as the Central Catholic Crusaders will play a tough man-to-man defense all night long here tonight. There's a bounce pass from Zach Hunt that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Remember, the Crusaders give up only 40.4 points per ball game on defense. Points are going to be tough to come by here tonight. Brady Barrett has got the ball deep in the corner of the right side for Adams Central as the Patriots spread the floor here. Barrett's in trouble. His pass out on top. It's going to be into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Central Catholic, going for the hole and firing it up there. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up there by Brandon Meyer. So the Crusaders have the ball after the turnover at Adams Central on their opening possession. Adams Central will play a man-to-man defense as well. Here's Turner Fay. You've got to cover him up just about. And when he gets into the offensive zone, he'll throw it up from anywhere. Good outside three-point shooter here for the Central Catholic Crusaders. He'll work one-on-one now against Zach Hunt as he draws the tough assignment here tonight. There's a Brandon Meyer with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Turner Fay of the baseline. Down the wing, that's Seth Wardeen back out on top. Now he's swinging to the left side. That's Brandon Meyer. Takes it down on the baseline. His shot from 5 feet away is good. Brandon Meyer hits the field goal for Central Catholic, and the Crusaders go out on top by a score of 2-0 following the first turnover of the ball game on Adams Central. So the Patriots are down. Here's Nate Arnold. Comes in from the wing. Dumps it down low. A shot by Lyons is going to be no good. And the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Central Catholic. Lyons misses the first shot there for the Patriots. And now we got a foul called. Coming out tumbling out in the three-point territory was Nate Arnold on the play. And the foul is going to go on Seth Wardeen. That's going to be his first. So Wardeen is hit with an offensive foul there as he knocks down Nate Arnold in three-point territory. Wardeen's first, the first team foul on the Crusaders. 2-0 to score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Zach Hunt with the ball now for AC. He drives it left side of the lane, stops. Here's a pass, cross court, comes to the near side to Stein, dribbles into the lane, contact made, foul called. A foul is going to go on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Brandon Meyer. That's going to be his first, second team foul on the Crusaders here in the first quarter of play. Nick Stein will inbound the ball for Adams Central right in front of the Crusader bench. And their offensive end, Stein gets it in now to Nate Arnold. We have played a minute and a half. It's 2-0. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Nate takes off, drives it for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. Fay down the right sideline, hustles into the forward court, picked up by Hunt. The foul is called. Zach Hunt whistled for the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Patriots here in the ballgame. 6:13 to play here in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead 2-0 over Adams Central tonight. Turner Fay with the ball. Walks it into the offensive zone. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Casey Weens. Weens down to Seth Wardeen. Left side to Turner Fay. Directs some traffic over here. Free throw line extended. Throws it back out between the rings down to Casey Weens. Adams Central in the man-to-man. Deep in the corner. Left side to O'Connor, who touches the ball for the first time tonight. Back outside. That's Weens with it as he backs up near the 10-second line. Weens dribbles with his left hand. Brings it to the left side of the floor now. Looks to hand off. Good defense here by Adams Central. Dumps it down low. O'Connor grabs it and the foul is called. O'Connor grabs it. He knocks down a Patriot down there, but a personal foul is going to be whistled on Nate. Nate Arnold picks up the personal foul. He took the hit down there, but Nate is whistling for the personal foul. That's his first. Second one on the Patriots here in the ball game. Here's Turner Fay down in the baseline, covered up immediately there by Zach Hunt. Fay brings it out on the dribble now in three-point territory. The Crusaders have a 2-0 lead over Adams Central. Turner Fay, right side of the floor, down in the corner now. Goes to Weens. His long jumper is put up there. No good offensive rebound. Wardeen grabs it. Wardeen comes back out to Brandon Meyer. Meyer in three-point territory. Keeps it alive here for Central Catholic over to Turner Fay. Picked up now by a Nate Arnold. Fay is going to drive the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Back out to a Wardeen. Wardeen down to Brandon Meyer at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Down to the baseline to Fay. He drives. Goes down in the corner to O'Connor. His shot is up and in. Just inside the three-point arc, Tyler O'Connor hits one for Central Catholic, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Adams Central comes back. Barrett for three. His shot no good. Rebound Hunt. Hunt keeps it alive now for AC. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot good. Zach Hunt with the offensive board and the putback, and it's now a 4-2 ball game. Van Allen Central Catholic leading the Patriots of Adams Central tonight at Boys High School play. 4:40 to play here in the first quarter from the jam-packed Crusader Gym in Grand Island tonight. Right side, Tyler O'Connor has got the ball. Brings it in three-point territory. A feed over here to Casey Weens. Adams Central man-to-man. Nate comes out to grab Weens at the top of the key. Now to Turner Fay. Shot up there from three is no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Stein of Adams Central. Patriots want to run down the near sideline. Hunt the Barrett. Now inside the Lions, and we got a foul call, the pushing foul on the Crusaders. It's going to go on Turner Fay. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Crusaders here in the first quarter. We're down to 4:16 to go. 4-2. The Crusaders have the lead. Pass out on top to Brady Barrett. Barrett drives the ball into the lane. Contact made again, and another foul is going to be called here on the Crusaders. This one is going to go on Casey Weens. That's going to be his first. Adams Central inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. And now the Crusaders want to call a timeout. Nope, it's going to be Adams Central calling the timeout. Tom Schlechter wants to talk things over here. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Crusaders 4, the Patriots 2.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. From the Crusader Gym in Grand Island, two undefeated teams scoring out here tonight in boys high school basketball. And right now, a defensive struggle in the first 4 minutes of the contest. 4-2 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Zach Hunt will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hunt holding it high above his head, looking to inbound. He's still got it and finally gets it in. Nick Stein angles in from the wing, takes it into the paint. His shot's going to be no good. Ball is tipped out. It's picked up here by Eric Ortiz, who's into the ball game. 2-on-2, back the other way. He dishes off to Michael Hudak, and he's fouling the play. So a personal foul is whistled there on Adams Central. Go on Brady Barrett. Hudak to the free throw line here for Central Catholic. At 8 and 2 points in the two ball games last week, and he's got a first one here. 5-2 now, Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. There's the next one. It's in the air. That one is good as well. So Hudak hitting a couple of free throws there. 6'4" seniors into the ball game now for head coach Billy Gavers. And the Crusaders have the 4-point advantage. Here's Nate Arnold. This shot's going to be blocked down by Hudak, and the ball is run out of there by Brandon Meyer. So a blocked shot on the field goal attempt there by Nate Arnold. Here's Turner Fay, right side of the lane. Gets it back out on top now to Eric Ortiz. Left side to Hudak, picked up out there by Connor Lyons of Adams Central. Top of the key, that's going to be Brandon Meyer down in the baseline. They got a foul called as they get the ball into the hands of Turner Fay. And the foul is going to go on Nate. Nate Arnold picking up his second personal foul. He comes out of the contest now, and Jake Fowler will come in. So Nate picks up a couple of quick fouls there. And now Jake Fowler, the 5'9" freshman, comes into the ball game for head coach Tom Slekta. With 3:36 to play in the first quarter, here's Brandon Meyer powering his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. The second field goal of the ball game for Meyer. And Grand Island Central Catholic has grabbed the early 8-2 lead here over Adams Central. Zach Hunt has got the ball for Adams Central down in the corner. That's Jake Fowler. Fowler comes out into three-point territory again to Zach Hunt. Central Catholic in the man-to-man defense here. There's a Stein with the ball. Stein still in three-point territory. Goes over to Zach Hunt on the wing. Hunt picked up by Ortiz of Grand Island Central Catholic, trying to get away. Hunt gets away now down the lane. Here's a pass to the Lions. The shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. The foul is going to be called. But it was on the rebound. It goes on Zach Hunt. They got the ball to Lyons, Connor Lyons, and it was blocked down a couple of times as Connor had a tough time getting the ball up there. And then Zach Hunt commits the personal foul and the rebound as he was going after it there. That's the second personal foul in Hunt. So now Zach's got two, and Nate Arnold with two, and we're still in the first quarter. And now Matt Overmiller is going to come in, replacing Zach Hunt. 8-2 to score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Turner Fay with the ball, hesitates on the right side of the lane. He's picked up now out there by Connor Lyons at the three-point arc. Connor right in the face of Turner Fay, the leading scorer here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Uses an Ortiz screen, moves it to the left side of the floor now to Casey Weems. Down on the baseline, Weems has got it. Lobs it back out on top to a Brandon Meyer. Takes it to the elbow, spins it down the lane. Can't put up a shot, though. The Casey Weems. Weems out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Fowler. Weems moves it to the right side of Turner Fay. Pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Brady Barrett has got the ball for the Patriots. Down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Barrett takes off, takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. Barrett found a seam with the defense. Took it right to the hole there for AC. And a personal foul is whistled on Brandon Meyer of Central Catholic. That's going to be his second foul. And now Brady Barrett goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. Best foul shooter in the team, knocking down 88% of his free throws this year. He is 33 out of 37 for the free throw line for AC. 8-2 the score. Central Catholic with a lead, and Barrett misses the free throw. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Calvin Ott. Coming out is going to be Lyons. So Calvin Ott now in the ball game, a 6'2" junior for Adams Central, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett will have one more. The Patriots 70% from the free throw line this season. Barrett misses both of those. So Brady misses a couple of free throws, and it's still an 8-2 ball game in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders have the ball. Hudak has got it now. Out to a Seth Wardine. Ordean moves it to the right side to Turner. Fay puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Drives it against Fowler. Takes the ball over the hole. The shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound for Adam Central is Calvin Ott. Ott gets it away now to Stein into the forecourt to Fowler. Takes it to the free-throw line. Falls down right there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Fowler took off. He wanted to stop. He wanted to, but his feet came out from under him. And a traveling violation is called on the Patriots. That's their second turnover of the ball game. A minute and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-2 is the score. Van Allen Central Catholic with the lead. Crusaders have the ball. This is Turner Fay. Rather Ortiz. Ortiz moves it to the near side to a Seth Wardine. Now Fay has got it. To the right side to a Tyler O'Connor, who's back into the ball game. To Eric Ortiz. Down on the baseline to Wardine. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ott grabs the rebound. Second rebound of the ball game for Calvin Ott. Down the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Ortiz. And he just throws it down the floor here. Ortiz, his momentum was going to carry him out of bounds. He just launched it up there. It goes sailing out of bounds. So they break up the transition here for Adams Central, but the Patriots will get it back at the other end. 1:12 remaining in the first quarter. 8-2. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Zach Hunt has got the only field goal for the Patriots so far here in this first quarter. Brady Barrett out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Overmiller. Down in the corner. It goes to Fowler. His bounce pass is tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Hudak now for Central Catholic as they bring it back. Casey Weems has got it following the third turnover for the Patriots here in the ballgame. Eric Ortiz out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Fowler. Ortiz comes over here to a Casey Weems. Weems holds it. We're down to 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-2 to score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Eric Ortiz works here against Jake Fowler, holds the ball. Central Catholic may be holding it here for the final shot of this first quarter. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Here's O'Connor with the ball. Moves it over to the far sideline to Seth Wardine. Wardine now to Casey Weems. AC is matched up man-on-man here. Weems dribbling with the ball here on the near sideline, and now they call the timeout. Casey Weems calls the timeout with 17 seconds to play in the first quarter, and the Patriots will regroup here, trying to stop this last shot from Grand Island Central Catholic. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. The Crusaders 8, Adams Central 2.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Crusader gym. Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Casey Weens has got it and hands it away now to Turner Fay. He stands out near the 10-second line. Fay bounce pass on the left side of the wing to Seth Wardine. Top of the key. They get it to Casey Weens. He cranks up the three-pointer. His shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound Adams Central. Time expires here in quarter number one. So the Crusaders trying to set something up there at the end of the first quarter in the field goal would not go from Casey Weens, and now Central Catholic has got a six-point lead as we enter the second quarter. One quarter in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball will take a break with the score. Central Catholic 8, Adams Central 2.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vordestrasse. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery, glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. It was Grand Island Central Catholic winning the first ball game tonight over Adams Central in overtime, 40-37. And right now, the Patriots are trailing here in the boys' contest 8-2 as we start the second quarter. Central Catholic with the opening possession here in the period. Turner Fay gets away, drives it down the lane, goes over to Seth Wardine, takes it to the elbow, still can't put up a shot. Now to Fay from the corner, shot for three is good. Turner Fay hits his first field goal from deep in the right corner, a different area code, fans. Deep in the right corner, he hits his three ball, and it's now an 11-2 lead. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Adams Central. The Patriots have gone a while without scoring. Here's Zach Hunt throwing up a three ball. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Weans for Grand Island Central Catholic. Casey brings her back for the Crusaders. Tyler O'Connor, Donald Weans across the top, Brandon Meyer to the near sideline. That's Seth Wardine with the ball, bounce pass out on top. It goes to O'Connor, down to Turner Fay at the elbow, gives it up to Weans for three, shot good. Casey Weans hits one from the right side, and the Crusaders now lead by a score of 14-2 over Adams Central. The Patriots can't even get a good look at a basket here of this Central Catholic defense. 14-2. Central Catholic with a lead. Here's Nate Arnold driving for the hole. His shot is good, and he's fouled. Arnold goes tumbling out of bounds, and he's fouled in the play. The bucket will count, and Nate will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Actually, to shoot one. I think there's a three-point play. The bucket counts. The foul is called, and the Crusaders will go on O'Connor. That's going to be his first. That's the 15th foul on the Crusaders in this first quarter. Nate Arnold to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. It's now 14-4. Next shot is up there. It is good from Nate. Wanted to rattle out of there, but went down through the hole. 14-5 is the score now. Central Catholic with a lead. And the Crusaders will have the ball. Turner Fay into the forecourt now. Bounce pass goes over there on the deep wing on the right side to a Tyler O'Connor. Puts it on the floor. There's a pass to Meyer. Meyer now to Wardine here on the near side on the dribble. Brings it back out into three-point territory to Brandon Meyer. Gets away. Meyer is double-teamed. Hands it away now to Tyler O'Connor, still out in three-point territory to Casey Weans. On the right side now, with the basketball is Seth Wardine. A diagonal pass across the lane goes out of bounds. Deflected out there by Zach Hunt of Adams Central, trying to get it over here to Tyler O'Connor. Here comes Calvin Ott back into the ball game for the Patriots. Came up with a couple of rebounds there in the first quarter. Nick Stein's going to get a breather. 14-5 is the score. Central Catholic is out on top by 9 points early in the ball game. 6:18 to play here in the second quarter. Brandon Meyer spins left side of the lane. Meyer nearly fell down with it. Now he gets away. As shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Calvin Ott grabs the rebound. Ott's got it down for the Patriots. Gets it away to Nate Arnold. Nate down the left sideline. Now drives it to the free throw line. Mishandles the ball. Picks it up here on the right side. Arnold just lobs it down the near sideline. Now to Brady Barrett. Brady out here in three-point territory. Spins. Kicks it out now to Nate. He drives it down to the baseline. Jump pass out on top to flunk it out of bounds. The punt it out of bounds there by Wardine of Central Catholic. Adams Central plays it in on the far sideline. 5:49 to play. Second quarter, it is 14-5. Van Allen Central Catholic with the lead. Barrett gets it now. Back to Zach Hunt. Zach's got the one of two field goals so far for Adams Central as he drives it down the lane, puts it up there and scores. Zach Hunt is averaging 17 points per ball game. He gets his second field goal of the contest here. Adams Central is back to within 7 points, 14-7 to score. Grand Island Central Catholic with it. Turner Fay spins on the right side of the lane. He can't penetrate inside against Zach Hunt, who's playing good defense out there. It's Steph Wardine down to Casey Weans. There's a pass. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. Some miscommunication there. That one goes sailing into the corner. Nobody was there. First turnover on Central Catholic in the ballgame. Adams Central comes back the other direction. A chance to slice into the lead right here. 14-7 the score. Central Catholic leading by 7. Adams Central has got the ball. Zach Hunt. He drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. Fay runs her back the other way for Grand Island Central Catholic. Right-handed dribble. Gets it ahead now to Wardine. Wardine puts it on the floor. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Gives it to Brandon Meyer. Meyer now to a Casey Weans right at the top of the circle. Weans will back up. Adams Central is still in the man-to-man defense. Weans moves it to the right side inside the three-point arc. Can't put up a shot. Now to Wardine. Wardine gets it away. Now Brandon Meyer. Meyer goes to the right sideline to Wardine again. The Patriots run out there on defense. Connor Lyons is in his face. Here's Tyler O'Connor. Central Catholic just throws the ball around the three-point arc out here in the three-point territory. Now O'Connor drives to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound comes down to Lyons. Two shots to the bucket there for Central Catholic. They couldn't convert. Back the other way is Calvin Ott. For Adams Central, gets it away on the wing now. On the left side to Zach Hunt. Bounce pass down low. Lyons has got the ball. Lyons now out to Zach Hunt, he's out in three-point territory. Nate Arnold going to switch sides now. He'll go to the far side of the floor. Zach brings it on the dribble to the near side. Off to Zach Hunt, rather to Nate Arnold as he drives to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Nate comes angling in from the left wing, takes it to the hole, and the foul is going to be called here on Central Catholic. The foul is going to go on O'Connor. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the Crusaders. And now Adams Central is in the bonus situation, the 1-1 with 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. It's a 14-7 ball game. The Crusaders out on top of this one. But Nate Arnold to the free throw line. Nate so far with 3 points in the ball game, a field goal, 1-1 from the line. 61% foul shoot in the season. He is now 26 out of 42 for the free throw line. Nate averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game this season. Out to the free throw line. Looks up there. Shot is around the rim and down it goes. Again, Adams Central is a team hitting 70% of their free throws this year. 46% from the field and 34% from three-point territory. It was 8-2. Central Catholic had the lead after the first quarter. Now 14-8. The Crusaders out on top as Nate Arnold will have one more. Nate now with 4 points in the ballgame. Next free throw is up there. That's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Wardeen for Central Catholic. Wardeen down to Fay. And Fay will bring her up here for the Crusaders. 3:53 remaining as Central Catholic walks it into their offensive zone. Turner goes down in the corner. Here's Casey Weens for three. A shot no good. Fay grabs a rebound. Wide open at the free throw line. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Arnold. Nate has got it for Adams Central as he runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Nate stops, comes out to a Brady Barrett now. Barrett drives the ball into the basket. His shot is good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in. The Patriots just attacking the basket now, and it's going to be Brady Barrett going to the free throw line now for the Patriots. The foul goes on Casey Weens. That's going to be his second. Janelle O'Connor with two, Weens with two, Brandon Meyer all with two fouls for Grand Island Central Catholic. Zach Hunt's got two. Nate Arnold has got two for the Patriots. This is Barrett at the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. Brady now 1 of 3 from the line tonight, the best foul shooter in the team, knocking down 88% of his free throws. 14-9. The Patriots have scored the last 7 points here in the basketball game. And we're going to have another free throw coming up here from Barrett. Weems comes out. Brandon Meyer is also going to check out here. Head coach Bill Gavers. Next shot is up there from Barrett. It's good. So Adams Central now back into the ballgame, but trailing by just 4. It's 14-10. Patriots have scored the last 8 points in the ballgame now. 3:23 to play in the second quarter. Here's Fay with the ball in 3 points territory. He drives it for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he is fouled in the play. Turner Fay so quick off of the dribble there. He takes it right to the hole. Gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in the play. Fay now with 5 points in the basketball game. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. That's the fifth team foul, actually the sixth team foul. Called on Adams Central. It's going to go on Zach Hollister as Fay beat him off with a dribble from the right wing. The shot from Fay is up there. It's good. It's now a 17-10 ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Zach Hunt with the ball as he walks it into the offensive zone. Central Catholic still in that man-to-man defense. Hunt goes over to the far sideline. That's going to be Hollister with the ball. And now Tom Slechter wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout here with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. In quarter number two, we'll take a break with the score. Central Catholic 17, Adams Central 10.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
The girls' ball game tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic beat Adams Central 40-37 in overtime. Maggie Stump had 9 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jalinda Hobson had 14 for the Patriots. Adams Central now 10-4 in the season. Grand Island Central Catholic improves to 10 wins and 5 losses. Central Catholic with a win. The girls' basketball game in overtime here tonight. Here's Nate Arnold twisting and turning in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound off. Follow shot is no good. And we got the ball going out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by the Crusaders. Tyler O'Connor was the last to touch it. Adams Central will play things in after 2 missed shots. They'll play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hunt comes way out on top to get it to a Nick Stein. We're down to 2:44 to play. Stein has got it. Gives it up now to Nate. Drives it into the lane. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Tyler O'Connor grabs it now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Works against Nate Arnold in backcourt. The ball chipped away. Nate goes for the steal. O'Connor gets it under control. Now to Turner Fay. He drives the ball all the way to the basket. He's shot up and in. Adam Central had to pressure out here near the 10-second line, but Turner Fay got away and took it right to the front of the basket and just dropped it down through the hole. 19-10 is the score now. So after Adam Central cut that lead down to four, the Crusaders have come back to score the next five. Here's Stein driving the ball to the hole there. Ball's knocked out of his hands. He wanted to dish off, but it was intercepted by Van Allen Central Catholic. That's the fifth turnover on Adam Central in the ball game. We're down to 2 minutes to play now in the second quarter. The Crusaders have a 9-point lead, 19-10. Here's Turner Fay with the ball near sideline to Wardine. Shot to three and go. Seth Wardine hits the three, and the Patriots now down by a 22-10 margin. And now Hunt is having problems again. He's going to be fouled in the play. He's going to go on Wardine. That's going to be his second. So Adams Central, a team that is averaging 65 points per ball game, has got 10 on the board, and we're almost at halftime. A minute and 41 seconds to play. That's how rock solid the defense is for Grand Island Central Catholic. They are good. Personal foul goes on the Crusaders. Goes on Wardine. We're going to have some free throws now. Adam Central has got only 3 field goals so far in the ballgame. They got 3 field goals, and they've got 4 free throws. And now Zach Hunt will toe the mark for the first time here tonight. He's a 69% foul shooter. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good, and he won't get the bonus. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic. So the Crusaders have a 12-point lead and the basketball. There's Eric Ortiz with the ball. Not a O'Connor out here in three-point territory. The Turner Fay, free throw line extended right side. Hunt is out on him defensively. Here's Casey Weens now. Picked up by Matt Overmiller, who's into the ball game now for AC. Eric Ortiz dribbling with the ball in three-point territory. Ortiz looking, gives it up now to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor here on the near side, right in front of the Patriot bench. Goes to the far side now to Michael Hudak, who's back into the ball game now to Casey Weens. We're down to a minute to play in the second quarter, and the Patriots trying to play some defense here against the Crusaders, who's looking for the backdoor cut, trying to get an easy basket here. They'll play for the final one of the second quarter. Now Billy Gavers will call a timeout for Central Catholic. A timeout here for the Crusaders with 53.6 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Central Catholic 22, Adams Central 10.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
22-10 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead here over Adams Central. 53.6 seconds to play in the second quarter. A.C. Weens will inbound the ball for Central Catholic. He'll get things to Tyler O'Connor. We'll see if the Crusaders play for the final shot here this second period. Turner Fay on the right sideline. Adams Central comes out with their man-to-man defense. Tyler O'Connor has got it in three-point territory. Now to Casey Weens. Weens dribbling with the ball. Starts off to the near sideline. Now reverses. Gets it back out to Tyler O'Connor. Out near the 10-second line. O'Connor just dribbling with the ball. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Patriots chasing the Crusaders all over the place right now. It's kind of playing keep away from the Adams Central defense. Here's the Turner Fay with the ball. Fay gets away. Drives it against Hunt. Now we've got a 5-second violation called on Fay. So Turner Fay is whistled for the violation there. That's the second turnover on Central Catholic. So they were trying to wind her down to the final seconds of the second quarter, and Turner Fay commits the turnover, a 5-second violation called there. Now we're down to 16.8 seconds to play in the second quarter, and Adams Central will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Nate Arnold will trigger things in to Zach Hunt. He'll bring her up here against Eric Ortiz, now with 10 seconds. As they bring it into the offensive zone, Zach has still got the ball. Hunt dribbling with it. Here's a pass over to Lyons for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball is tapped out. Picked up by Ortiz for Central Catholic, and that is the end of the first half of play. Adams Central scores 10 points in the first half here against the Grand Island Central Catholic defense. And the Crusaders have the lead at halftime. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 22, Adams Central 10. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back to the Crusader gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders rock solid on defense. The Patriots go the final 5 minutes and 34 seconds of the second quarter without hitting a field goal. And they're trailing Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 22-10. The Crusaders jumped out to an 8-2 first quarter lead. And they now lead by a score of 22-10. They outscored the Patriots 14-8. In the second quarter, Zach Hunt had a field goal at the 5:34 mark of the second quarter, and that was all she wrote. The Patriots did the rest of their scoring in the second quarter from the free throw line, and the Patriots are down by 12 points here at the break. Turner Fay is leading the way for Grand Island Central Catholic so far. Fay has got a three-pointer and a couple of two-point field goals, and he has one out of one from the free throw line. He's got 8 points. Brandon Meyer has got two field goals and 4 points. Casey Weems has knocked down a tray with 3 points in the ball game. Seth Wardeen also has a three-pointer for his only points in the contest. Tyler O'Connor has got a field goal for two. And Michael Hudak has got a couple of free throws and 2 points in the basketball game tonight for Central Catholic. The Crusaders 3 out of 3 for the free throw line. Adams Central with 10 points on the board. Three guys have scored. Zach Hunt has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. He is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Nate Arnold has got a field goal. And he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, 4 points. Grady Barrett, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points. Adams Central is 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Here in the first half of play, unofficially 5 turnovers in the ball game for Adams Central, 2 for Grand Island Central Catholic. 22-10 is our score here at halftime as the Adams Central Patriots find themselves down by 12 points here against the undefeated Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime of boys high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Adams Central. It is 22-10. Other games going on tonight. They're already in the books. Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The St. Cecilia girls basketball team knocked off Aquinas tonight by a score of 55-47. In the boys' ball game, it was St. Cecilia over Aquinas by a score of 63-35. In that boys' ball game, St. Cecilia jumped out to a 14-12 first quarter lead. It was 29-16 at halftime, and St. Cecilia goes on to win tonight by a score of 63-35 over Aquinas. So a couple of wins for Hastings St. Cecilia at the Chapman Gym tonight. First ball game played here at the Crusader Gym between Adams Central and Central Catholic. In the girls' ball game, it was Van Allen Central Catholic beating Adams Central by a score of 40-37 tonight in overtime. Central Catholic led 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was 20-16 in favor of the Crusaders at halftime. Central Catholic led 31-29 after three. 36-36 the score at the end of regulation. The Crusaders actually had a chance to ice that ball game in regulation, but Kate Brand and also Liz McGowan missed the front end of one and ones in the final 25 seconds of the ball game. Adams Central had the final shot at things on their offensive end, but a shot by Cheyenne Gotch would not go for the Patriots, so we went into overtime. Got up to 39-37. Liz McGowan then coming back and hitting a free throw, missing one. So it was 40-37. Adams Central again had the final shot at things in the overtime session, but it would not go. Their final shot was missed, and the Patriots lose their third overtime game of the season, 40-37. The Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. So Linda Hopson led the way for Adams Central. She had 14 points in the ball game, had six in the first half and eight more in the second. Hopson hitting four field goals tonight, and she was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. Carrie Coates also in double figures. She had 10 points tonight for Adams Central. Kelsey Sedlak had 7 points. Janessa Bullen had 5, and Leslie Pfeiffer had 1. The Patriots ended up committing 21 turnovers in the ball game tonight, and they were 13 out of 21 from the free throw line. Adams Central is now 10-4 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic improves to 10-5 after the win earlier tonight. They got 9 points from Maggie Stump, 8 points from Katie Brand, 7 for Liz McGowan, 6 from Julian Moravec, 5 points for Steph Ross, and then 3 points from Sarah Golka and 2 for Katie Shield. The Grand Island Central Catholics girls basketball team now 10-5 on the season. Adams Central drops to 10-4. The Patriots, with 2 games coming up this week, will take on Lexington on the road on Thursday night, and then they will play at Hastings High on Friday night. Again, our score here at halftime of our boys' ball game, all Grand Island Central Catholic so far. The Crusaders have the lead over Adams Central. The score is 22-10 here at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic jumped out to an 8-2 lead in the ball game. The Patriots then fell behind 14-5 in the second quarter. They came back to pull within 4 points at 14-10, but then the Patriots let the Crusaders score the final 8 points in that first half, and they've got a lot of wood to chop against a very good defensive unit here in the second half, as the Crusaders have the lead over Adams Central tonight, 22-10 here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back. Second half is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Score more savings on Toshiba electronic products at Rogers Incorporated. And now, no down payment and no interest for 6 months with low monthly payments on a Toshiba electronics purchase $4.99 and up. Plus, get up to a $50 delivery and or installation rebate by mail with the purchase of qualifying Toshiba products. Ask Rogers for the details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. 22-10 is our score. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over Adams Central. Again, the Crusaders will play in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament coming up next week. The Crusaders are the number one seed, and they will take on either Columbus Scotus or Elkhorn Mount Michael coming up on Tuesday night, 7:45 in the opening round of the tourney. SCOTUS and Mount Michael will play in the play-in ball game on Monday. Hastings St. Cecilia is the number two seed. If you're looking ahead, the Blue Hawks are the number two seed. They will play the winner of the Aquinas-Boys Town game on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock back at the Chapman Gym. Those two teams get into the finals. That would be Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian. Adam Sickle down by 12 points here to start the second half, 22-10. Patriots will have the ball to begin the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Adam Sickle has not hit a field goal since the 5:34 mark of the second quarter, and now they turn the ball away. Nick Stein had it slapped out of his hands. It's up over there on the far sideline, and they give the ball to Grand Island Central Catholic. So the sixth turnover on Adam Sickle right at the start of the third quarter. Stein just lost the ball there, lost the handle on it. It was knocked out of bounds, or lost out of bounds by Adam Central. So Central Catholic will get it. Now they got the ball underneath the basket, and a traveling violation is called down there on the Crusaders. So that each team with a turnover to begin the third quarter. 22-10 is the score. Adam Central is down here in the ball game. Here's Hunt with the ball. Now to Nate Arnold. He cranks up the three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Central Catholic ball. And Adam Central has not hit a field goal in the ball game since the 5:34 mark of the second quarter. The Patriots with three field goals and four free throws so far in this basketball game against the Central Catholic defense. There's a nice pass down low. They get it to Turner Fay on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Fay now with 10 points in the ball game. It's 24-10. Here's Zach Hunt. He has the ball stripped away. Coming back the other way is going to be Brandon Meyer. He leads a three-on-two break. Meyer takes the ball inside. It's going to be blocked down by Lyons. Ball is recovered here by Nate Arnold. He runs it back down three-on-two. Nice speed there to Zach Hunt, but he blows the layup. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Seth Wardeen. They get it to Turner Fay. Drives it back the other way. Leaves it off, and his shot is up and in. The bucket goes to Tyler O'Connor, and is now 26-10 in favor of Central Catholic. Here's Adam Central back the other way. Barrett for three. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Turner Fay. He runs it back 2-on-2, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Good job there by Barrett getting back. 26-10. Grand Island Central Catholic now leading by 16 points here over Adam Central. We're down to 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They lob it to Brandon Meyer. The ball deflected back out of bounds. Central Catholic will play things in. That was Lyons who got his hands on it there for the Patriots. And now Central Catholic will stack the left side of the lane. They get it to a Tyler O'Connor. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out into three-point territory. Comes across the top now to Casey Weens. Weens to a Seth Wardeen. Now brings it back here to Brandon Meyer. As they play catch with it out in three-point territory to O'Connor. Adam Central still in the man-to-man defense. There's Wardeen with the ball. Just to the right of the circle. Wardeen goes to the far side to Brandon Meyer. Top of the key now. There's a pass to the near side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Stein over here for Adam Central defensively. Here comes Matt Overmiller into the ball game now for Adam Central, replacing Brady Barrett. Calvin Ott wants to check in. Also down on the scorer's table is going to be Jake Fowler. Nate Arnold coming out. And here comes Lyons out of the ball game. 6:21 to play in the third quarter. All Central Catholic so far. The Crusaders 26, Adam Central 10. Brandon Meyer will inbound the ball to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen hands it back to Turner Fay here on the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Underneath the basket now. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. Rebounded by Central Catholic. And the follow shot up and in by Wardeen. Wardeen now with 5 points in the ball game. Is 28-10. Adam Central down by 18 points and driving the ball to the basket. Hunt gets a field goal to go down. Zach Hunt scores at the 5:57 mark of the third quarter. So they go a long time from 5:34. In the second quarter to 5:57 in the third without hitting a field goal. Driving the baseline is O'Connor. His shot is no good. Now we got a jump ball and the rebound. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Adam Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Adam Central goes about 7.5 minutes without hitting a field goal in the ball game. There's the inbounds pass. They get it in to Casey Weens, and his shot is up and in. I think I said Adam Central is going to play it in. It was Central Catholic. They play it in right into the lane, and Casey Weens just puts it down through the hole. And it is now 30-12 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Adam Central has got the ball. Here's Zach Hollister now trying to power his way to the basket, and the foul is going to be called on the Crusaders. It's going to go on Turner Fay. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half. Adam Central plays things in from underneath their own basket. Hunt triggering things in. They're trying to get it to Ott. It's slapped away. Ott comes down with it. Now a jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will try it again. As Calvin Ott was tied up right underneath the basket there. And now Adams Central wants to call a timeout. Tom Schlecht is trying to find something that's going to work out there against this stingy defense from Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. The Patriots are falling behind by 18 points. We are in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The Crusaders 30, Adams Central 12.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 30-12 is the score. Adams Central down by 18 points as Zach Hunt will play things in after Matt Overmiller. Brings it back to Hunt on the right sideline. Picked up there by Seth Wardeen. And now here's a pass that's going to be knocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Wardeen. That's going to be personal foul number 3 on Seth. Team foul number 2 on the Crusaders. But now Zach Hunt. Let's say he was trying to fire up a shot, so they're going to give him some shots here. Zach will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He's got 6 points so far tonight. 0 of 1 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. 30-13. In the third quarter tonight from the Crusader gym. Next shot is up there. It is good. Zach will get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting here in 3-point territory. So 3 shots for Zach Hunt. 30-14 now, Adams Central. Is trailing by 16 as they're trying to battle back here in this one. Two undefeated teams scoring off here tonight. Next shot by Hunt is good, so he hits all 3. Now into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Nate Arnold and Connor Lyons. Coming out is going to be Overmiller and also Zach Hollister. 30-15. Adams Central now pressing all over the place. They need as many as possessions as they can here as they're down here in the third quarter. Turner Fay has got it, moves it to the far sideline to Casey Weems. Ween still in backcourt. Finally brings it across the timeline. A pass to Eric Ortiz. Ortiz picked up here by Calvin Hunt. Now back out between the rings. That's Tyler O'Connor. Works with the ball there against Fowler. Who's into the ball game now for Adams Central. Over to Eric Ortiz on the deep wing on the left side. Adams Central is in the man-to-man defense. Casey Weens. Now to Turner Fay. Deep wing, right side. Fay just hangs onto the ball here. 4:47 to play. Gets away, drives the ball. The hole is shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Arnold. Nate runs her back the other way. 2-on-2. Arnold in the lane. A fake. Pumps. A shot up and in. Nate Arnold scores for Adams Central. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 30-17. Adams Central has scored the last 5 points in the ball game, and now a traveling violation is called here against the Adams Central press. Here on the near sideline, Brandon Byers whistled for the traveling violation on Central Catholic. That's going to be the 4th turnover on the Crusaders. Adams Central is back within 13 points now at 30-17 with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Jake Fowler will inbound the ball now to a Zach Hunt. Ortiz goes for the steal. Can't get to it. Not a Nate Arnold. Back out to Zach in 3-point territory. Ortiz again with his quick hands tries to swat the ball away. Here's Zach inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass over to Nate Arnold. Back out to Zach for 3. His shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Fowler gets it back to Hunt. His shot this time from 17 is no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. So Zach misses a couple from long range. And now a foul is called here in backcourt. The foul is going to go here on Zach. So Hunt picks up his 3rd personal foul for the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Adams Central here in the second half. Adams Central attacking all over the place now. Brandon Meyer jump pass to the near side. Eric Ortiz has got it for Central Catholic. Ortiz beats Hunt. Double takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Ortiz grabs it back in the corner. Ortiz has got it. Bounce pass inside. Hudak shot is up and in. Michael Hudak scoring there for Grand Island Central Catholic. He's now got 4 points in the ball game against a 15-point lead. Hunt drives for the hole. Shot no good. Rebound Lyons. Follow shot good. First field goal of the ball game for Connor Lyons. 32-19 is the score now. Central Catholic still with the lead. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Turner Fay works against the Adams Central man-to-man defense. Feeds over to Weems. Covered up there by Nate Arles. Back out to Turner Fay. In between the rings now. As Turner Fay uses the screen by Hudak. Now lobs it down low to a Michael Hudak. And his shot is going to be off of his fingertips. It's brought down by Hutton. And he throws the ball away. Trying to get it down the floor to Connor Lyons. He throws it out of bounds. Central Catholic now with 5 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central has got 8. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 32-19 is the score. Van Allen Central Catholic with a lead. Tyler O'Connor comes back into the ball game for Central Catholic, replacing Eric Ortiz. Central Catholic, the number one seed next week for the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Turner Fay has got the ball here in backcourt. Now to Casey Weens. Dumps it in the offensive zone here for the Crusaders. Nick Stein right on him defensively now for Adams Central. Here's Brandon Meyer. Gets away, and we're going to have a foul called over Miller. Playing defense there and commits the personal foul. Matt Overmiller picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in the second half. No free throws. Brandon Meyer will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. 32-19. Patriots down here in this basketball game. Turner Fay out here in three-point territory. Left side of the lane. Puts it on the floor now as he works against Zach Hutt. We've got a nope, that's going to be Overmiller again picking up a personal foul. Tell you what, we've had a lot of ticky-tack type of fouls here in this basketball game as Overmiller picks up his second on the drive from Turner Fay. Now Central Catholic will again play it in off of the far sideline. They'll get it to a Casey Weems down at the baseline, a 17-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Meyer. Follow shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Brandon Meyer on the offensive glass there, and the foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Brady Barrett. That's going to be his second. Brandon Meyer to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. He's got 4 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. Meyer in the 2 ball games last week against Aquinas and Lincoln Christian, both wins for Central Catholic at 4 points apiece. They'll toe the mark now. Ashana is up there, and that one is good. And the Crusaders now lead by a score of 33-19. If you're just joining us, Adams Central trailed at halftime 22-10. We're now in the third quarter with 2:38 to play. Next shot is up there by Meyer. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stein of Adams Central. So Nick Stein brings the ball up now, shoves away, gets away with that one. The Connor Lyons down to Nate Arles, dribbles into the lane. His scoop shot is up there and in. Nate Arles gets the field goal to go down. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 33-21 now. Adams Central is back within 12 points here in the ball game with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here's Tyler O'Connor with the ball. O'Connor into the offensive zone. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Arles. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there and good. Nate Arles gets the steal and a field goal. He's now got 10 in the ball game, and Adams Central is within 10 points now. 33-23 with 2 minutes to play. Patriots with pressure here in backcourt. Ball tipped away from Fay. Gets it back under control. Sends it to Weems, and now we got timeout. Central Catholic not doing a very good job here on the pressure. And Billy Gavers is all the way out in the center of the floor as he beats Tyler O'Connor and has a couple of choice words for Tyler as they call the timeout. Adams Central is back within 10 points here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score of the Crusaders 33, the Patriots 23.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Crusaders have led by as many as 18 points here in the ballgame at 28-10 and at 30-12. Adams Central has now chopped the lead down to 10. It's 33-23. The pressure has been effective for Adams Central here in this third quarter. Central Catholic having some problems with it. Billy Gaber's up calling the timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. So I'm sure Adams Central will be happy to try to get this deficit down to single digits. Yet here in the third quarter, we still got 1:53 to play and then work on the scoreboard in quarter number four with a chance to maybe pull it out here. Turner Fay has got it. Again, he has problems in backcourt. He splits a couple of defenders and draws the personal foul. The foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Overmiller. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Matt. Down to the scorer's table for Adams Central is going to be Jake Fowler. He's going to check in for Nate Arnold. 1:48 to play in the third. That's only the fifth team foul in Adams Central. No free throws here. Again, Central Catholic will play things in off the far sideline. Crusaders have only two personal fouls so far in the second half. There's Brandon Meyer with the ball. Meyer out between the rings, working against Nick Stein. Here's a pass. It's going to be deflected by Overmiller. It's going to be picked up here by Nick Stein. Another turnover on Central Catholic. Overmiller gets it back. Now to a Lyons out here in three-point territory. Lyons sends it down in the corner to Overmiller. Dribbles once. Now to Nick Stein. Stein spins at the elbow. Gives it up now to Overmiller at the free throw line. A fake. Can't put up a shot. Goes down in the corner to Fowler. Drives the baseline. Bombs it back out to Overmiller. Now to Lyons for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Fowler grabs the rebound and he is pushed from behind. A foul on Turner Fay. That's going to be team foul number three on the Crusaders here in the second half. We're down to a minute and 10 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Adams Central is trailing by 10 points. It's 33-23 after trailing by 18 here in the third quarter. Adams Central plays it in. This is a big possession, I think, for the Patriots. They come out on top to a Jake Fowler. Central Catholic is still in the man-to-man. Fowler bounced past the Lions down in the corner to Overmiller. Dribbles, gets away. Overmiller dumps it off inside to Fowler. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound being tossed around in the lane. Finally picked up by Adams Central. Going for the hole is Barrett. He's found in the play. Grady Barrett will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Eric Ortiz of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. And now Adams Central has a chance to cut this lead down to single digits here with a couple of free throws from Grady Barrett. His shot is up there. It's no good. Barrett now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight after hitting 88% of his free throws during the season so far. Bay back into the ball game. Eric Ortiz comes out. Here comes the next shot by Barrett. It's good. Now 33-24. 55 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Adams Central attacking again. Here in backcourt, Central Catholic has not done a very good job against the Adams Central pressure. They do now with O'Connor, drives it, now gives it to Hudak. His shot is up there, no good. This is the easy one. Hudak grabs the rebound, and he is fouled in the play. The pass came down the near sideline. They got it into the hands of Michael Hudak right underneath the basket. He missed the easy one, and he is fouled as he goes up for the second one. The foul is going to go on Zach Hollister, and that's going to be his second. They say it occurred before the shots, and no free throws here. That's the sixth team foul on Adams Central here in the second half. So the next foul is going to send Grand Island Central Catholic to the free throw line for the rest of the ballgame. Overmiller checks out. Cal Winott checks back in. Central Catholic will play things in. Turner Fay in the corner. Comes out on the deep wing now to Hudak as he gets away. Takes him to the left side of the floor. That's Fay with the ball. Looking against Hollister. Fay drives it down to the baseline. Contact made again, and another foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Fowler this time for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. Now going to the free throw line for Central Catholic is going to be Turner Fay. He has got 10 points so far tonight, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 35.5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 33-24. The Patriots are down by 9 points. This is as close as they have been in a long time. Turner Fay eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is off the back iron. No good. Throws up a brick to the free throw line. Fay will have one more. Scored 15 and 24 points respectively in the two games last week for Central Catholic against Aquinas and Lincoln Christian. 10 points so far tonight. Next shot is up there, and that one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2. And that makes the score 34-24. Adams Central now sending in. Here comes Zach Hunt back into the ball game, replacing Hollister. Also back in is going to be Nate Arnold. He's going to replace Jake Fowler. So Adams Central going to try to cut this lead down to 8, possibly 7 points in this possession with 35.5 seconds to play in the third quarter after they trailed by 18 back there at the 6-minute mark of this third quarter. There comes Nate back into the fourth court for Adams Central. Gets away, drives it, dishes off. That's Calvinato. Shot is up and in. Nice dish by Nate Arnold. He gets the assist. Calvinato gets the field goal. And is now 34-26. 19 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Here's a Brandon Meyer with the ball. Gets away. Comes back out into three-point territory to Weens. We've got 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Weens dribbling to the ball. Moves it to the left side. Stops. His shot from the wing is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try is up there. It is no good. Tap try is no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central, and that's the end of the third quarter. The Patriots within striking distance at the end of three quarters. Grand Island Central Catholic 34, Adams Central 26. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4650.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're headed to the fourth and final quarter here tonight at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. First ball game went into overtime as the Central Catholic girls knocked off Adams Central 40-37. And now the second ball game, Adams Central has come roaring back from an 18-point third quarter deficit. Now they trail by 8 points at 34-26 to begin this fourth quarter. Central Catholic has got, there's a pass down underneath, a shot by Turner Fade. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Adams Central. Patriots have it back. Here comes Nate Arnold. Hustles back for Adams Central. Arnold from the elbow puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Otten. He's going to be hit, and a foul is called. I want all the momentum right now with Adams Central. No free throws here, but Adams Central will play things in. That's only the 15th foul called on the Central Catholic. That one goes on O'Connor. That's going to be his third. Adams Central has got it. They're trailing in the ball game by 8 points at 34-26. Zach Hunt dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it across the top now to Nate Arnold to the far side. Nate, dribble penetration, stops, works against O'Connor. Dribbles down in the corner on the right side, and now penetrates again inside. Contact made. Traveling violation on Nate. Traveling violation on Nate Arnold. That's the ninth turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Now Grand Island Central Catholic comes back the other way. 7-17 to play in the ballgame. Central Catholic 34 and Adams Central 26. There's Turner Fay. Dribbles behind his back. Gets away there from Barrett into the offensive zone. Adams Central still in the man-to-man defense. Turner Fay. He's got 11 points here tonight. Leads the Crusaders in scoring. He's got it on the wing right now. Zach Hunt will now pick him up. Fay back out in the three-point territory. Hands it away out here. That's going to be Casey Weens. Weens now to Brandon Meyer. Meyer brings it back out between the circles again to a Weens. Picked up by Calvin Ott. Weens has still got it. Moves it to the far sideline, and now he's trapped. Gets away. There's a pass to O'Connor. He tries to beat Miner. Shot is up in him. Tyler O'Connor from the left corner moves to the basket. Here's a pass by Nate Arnold that goes ricocheting off of the glass into the far sidelines out of bounds. I don't know where he was throwing that one. He was trying to just throw it up there for a little alley-oop, but that one was way off of the top of the glass, and it goes ricocheting to the far sideline and out of bounds for the Patriots turning over. That's their 10th turnover of the ballgame. Adams Central is now down by 10 points, but now Central Catholic has got it. Every possession is going to be crucial down the stretch. That was a big turnover on the Patriots. Here's a Turner Fay. He's got it in the wing. Moves it down in the corner to O'Connor as he puts it on the floor and dribbles out here for Central Catholic. Now he's being hacked out here by Nick Stein. Finally has to get rid of it to a Seth Wardine. Adams Central trying to trap all over the place now. Here's a Turner Fay. He gets away, drives it down the lane, and he's going to be thrown for the steps. Billy Gavers can't believe that one as he goes to his knees in front of the Central Catholic bench. Turnover number 7 on the Crusaders here in the ballgame. Adams Central down by 10 points. It's 36-26. Clock is running now. We're down to 6:05 to play in the fourth quarter as the Patriots have the ball back in their offensive end. It's going to be Zach Hunt with the ball. Angles in from the left side. Bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. Now Connor Lyons picks it up. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. I think Connor got away with a little shove down there as the ball was loose underneath the basket. Connor then picks it up, and he hits the field goal, and he gets fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on O'Connor. That's going to be his fourth. So Connor Lyons now goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. The Patriots are back within 8 points again at 36-28. Michael Hudek comes back into the ball game now for Central Catholic, replacing O'Connor. So Connor Lyons, a 78% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Adams Central trailing 36-28 with 5:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. Lyons' free throw is up there. He misses it. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Brandon Meyer, who fell down on the baseline. Meyer, right on the baseline, had possession. He fell down, and the ball goes out of bounds. So AC gets a break. He'll play things in. Zach Hunt looks to play it in. Looking, finally gets it to Stein, and it's tipped out of his hands out of bounds there by Turner Faye. Now the Patriots will try to trigger things in from the right side of the baseline underneath their basket. 5:49 to go, 36-28. Central Catholic with the lead. Hunt will come out here on the wing on the left side to Barrett. Barrett dribbles a couple of times, now gives it to Zach. Central Catholic still in the man-to-man defense. Zach Hunt on the dribble. He's going to drive it down the left side of the lane. His fall-away jumper is going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Stein. And Central Catholic will play things in. 36-28. The Crusaders have the lead. If you're just joining us, Central Catholic had an 18-point lead twice in the third quarter at 28-10 and at 30-12. The Patriots have come storming back, and they're down by 8 points again at 36-28. This is the closest they have gotten since the first quarter. The Central Catholic jumped out to the early lead. Now Turner Fay is going to be hit on the play as Stein is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's his first. And that's going to send Fay to the free throw line. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Adams Central. So Central Catholic is already in the 1-1. The next foul in the Crusaders will send Adams Central to the line for the bonus. Turner Fay with 11 points tonight, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Fay looks up there. Shot is in the air. That one is good. Nothing but twine for Turner Fay. He'll have one more. Coming down to the scorers table for Adams Central and checking in is going to be Nate Arnold. Coming out will be Jake Fowler. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead, 37-28 over Adams Central. Fay tries to make it a double-digit lead right here. Sets at the free throw line, launches it, shot good. Fay now with 13 in the ball game. He leads the Crusaders in scoring tonight. As back to a 10-point advantage for Central Catholic, 38-28. Nate Arnold from the wing takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's saved here by the Crusaders. Michael Hudak gets it into the hands of Brandon Meyer. Jump pass to the near sideline to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen looks up, doesn't have the number, so wait for his teammates to get back into the fourth quarter here. Casey Weens out of Brandon Meyer. Back out near the 10-second line to Wardeen, and he's going to be fouled in a play by Stein. Or check that. It's going to go on Zach Hunt. That's going to be his fourth. So Hunt now with 4 personal fouls. We've had nobody foul out yet, but I'll tell you what, a host of players on each team in some trouble here early in this fourth quarter. Here comes Lyons back into the ball game, replacing Overmiller now for Adams Central. To the free throw line will be Seth Wardeen for Central Catholic. Wardeen has got 5 points in the basketball game. A 3-2 so far for Wardeen. First chance at a free throw here tonight. Shot is up there. It is good. That was the 19th foul on Adams Central. Wardeen, a 6-foot junior, will have one more shot here for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, ranked number 3 in Class C1 this week. Next shot is up there. It's good. And now it's back to a 12-point advantage at 40-28. Adams Central has got it. Here's a Zach Hunt, right side, down to Nick Stein. He drives for the hole, and he's going to be fouling the way in. Each team attacking the basket here in the second half. Stein will go to the free throw line now for the Patriots. The foul is going to go on Seth Wardeen. That's going to be his fourth. O'Connor with 4, Fay with 3, Wardeen with 4, all for Central Catholic. Overmiller's got 3, Zach Hunt with 4 for the Patriots. Nick Stein at the free throw line for Adams Central. He's not scored tonight. 66% foul shooter in the season. He's 18 out of 27. His free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. too strong. And the rebound to Michael Hudak now for Central Catholic. So it's a 12-point lead for the Crusaders. Here comes Central back, Catholic back quickly. Casey Weens sends it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper stepping in. That's Casey Weens in the corner. It was Joaquin who's into the free throw circle there. Sends it down in the corner as Weens hits the three ball to Central Catholic. And now a foul is called back at the other end. Casey Weens now with 8 points in the basketball game for Central Catholic. Brandon Meyer picks up the foul on the other end for the Crusaders. That's going to be his third. Now going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hunt. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe here tonight. His shot is up there. That one is good. He'll have one more. Zach is a pretty good foul shooter at 69% coming in here. Adams Central has got 19 fouls now here in the second half, 8% for Catholic. Next shot is up there from Zach. It's good. 43-30. Adams Central down by 13 points with 4.5 to play. Here's Brandon Meyer. He throws it right into the hands of Nate Arnold. Now to Zach Hunt for three. A shot good. Nate Arnold hits the three ball. Or they say two? Yep, two shots. Or 2 points there for Zach Hunt right on the line. So it's 43-33. Well, that was just a hair from a three-pointer. Hunt now with 13 in the ball game. Here's a pass across the 10-second line to Hudak. Hudak gets it to Tyler O'Connor, and he lays it in. They break the press, and O'Connor breaks that easily. Here's a shot at the other end. It's up and in by Nick Stein as he gets his first field goal. And now we got a foul in backcourt as Stein, whether Nate Arnold knocks down Turner Fay. So it's now 45-35. With 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The foul goes on Nate Arnold. That's going to be his third. And now going to the free throw line for Central Catholic is going to be Turner Fay. 13 points in the ball game for Turner. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. As Turner Fay will toe the mark here, that's going to be the 10th team foul in Adams Central, so this will be a two-shot foul. As first one is up and in. He'll get one more. Fay averages 21.6 points per ball game. 46-35. Patriots are down by 11 points with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central trailed by 18 in the third quarter. Cut it down to 8, but that's as close as they have gotten here in the second half. Nick Stein has got it now. Adams Central down by 12, 47-35. Nate Arnold works the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He is fouled in the play. And Arnold will go to the free throw line. Bay commits the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So Turner Fay, their leading scorer now with 4 personal fouls. Nate Arnold will go to the free throw line. Arnold so far with 10 points in the basketball game. Zach Hunt leading the way tonight. He's got 13. Arnold is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. That one is good. He'll get one more. That was the 9th. Team foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay's going to check out. Here comes Seth Wardeen back into the ball game now for the Crusaders. Arnold's next shot is up there. That one dances around and goes down to the hole. So again, it's a 10-point lead, 47-37. Central Catholic will play things in. Casey Weens has got it now in backcourt. Weens dribbling with the ball. Jump pass comes on the near side to Wardeen, still in backcourt. They get it to Weens, now into the offensive zone to Tyler O'Connor. Driving the baseline, there's a dish across the lane. A shot is up and in. Michael Hudak scores. Hudak now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 49-37. Nate Arnold hustles back quickly now for Adams Central. Gets it to Zach Hunt. Hunt works out here against Wardeen. Pulls up, shoots a three-pointer, and buries it. Zach Hunt, a three ball for Adams Central. He's now got 16 in the ball game, and the Patriots are within 9 points. 49-43, 13 to play. Here's Seth Wardeen. Dribbles once. Gets it to Casey Weens. Weens across the timeline to get it to Brandon Meyer. Now down in the corner. Tyler O'Connor has got it. He just dribbles in the wall down the near sideline. Out near the 10-second line. Gets it now to Brandon Meyer. Meyer now to Casey Weens. The Patriots chasing the Crusaders all over the place now. Central Catholic just spreading the floor down to 2:50 to go. They've got a 9-point lead. Ball poked away. It's picked up by Wardeen. Wardeen down on one knee to grab it. Now a timeout is called. Wardeen was in trouble out here in three-point territory, and Billy Gabers gets up and calls a timeout for Central Catholic to save the possession. 2:44 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Central Catholic 49, Adams Central 40.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes were in action earlier today. Hastings St. Cecilia girls beat Aquinas 55-47. St. Cecilia boys, they beat Aquinas by a score of 63-35. Earlier tonight here in Grand Island, it was Grand Island Central Catholics girls over Adams Central tonight 40-37 in overtime. And right now, we've got 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the boys' game. Grand Island Central Catholic hanging on to a 9-point lead, 49-40. Casey Weens will inbound the ball here for the Crusaders. He gets it to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen being hacked out here, and now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Brady Barrett of Adams Central. That's going to be his third. Patriots need the ball. They're down by 9 points, just a three-possession ball game. You put it in those aspects. Seth Wardeen to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. Seth has got 7 points in the ball game, a 3 and a 2, and he's nailed 2 free throws in 2 attempts. This shot is up there. It's no good. 49-40 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. They led at 1 point, 30-12 in the third quarter. Seth Wardeen will have one more here for the Crusaders. Let's it fly, and you can score that one as Wardeen hits bottom. As now 50-40, inbounds pass is going to be intercepted here by the Crusaders when a foul is going to be called. Wardeen got the interception as the inbounds pass was thrown over the head of Zach Hunt, and then Wardeen is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fifth personal foul, so he becomes the first member of either team to foul out of the ballgame. May not be the last. Wardeen is going to leave with 8 points. So Wardeen is hit with a fifth personal foul here. And Zach Hunt will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central in a 50-40 ball game. Coming down to the scorers table and checking in for Wardeen is going to be Tyler O'Connor. So Wardeen checks out of the ball game now for the Crusaders. He fouls out with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the basketball game. Zach Hunt to the free throw line for the Patriots. He's got 16 points in the ball game. He's 5 of 6 for the line. That's the 10th team foul on Grand Island Central Catholic, so this will be a two-shot foul for Zach Hunt, 69% foul shooter. Shot is up there, and the shot good. 50-41. The closest the Patriots have gotten here in the second half has been 8 points. They can get to that mark right here with a free throw from Zach. The shot is up there. It's good. So the Patriots, again, within 8 points and 50-42 with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. In the ball game, Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Central Catholic has had some problems with this, but not this time. Turner Faye down the near sideline. Faye gets away. Nice dish to the left side. A shot is up and in. Brandon Meyer. Faye took it into the lane, dished it off the left side, and Brandon Meyer lays it in with an easy field goal. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 52-42. Adams Central back here. Zach Hunt, little head fake, moves it to the right side of the lane. Covered up, now to Overmiller. Gets away, drives it into the paint, puts up a 10-footer. It's no good. Rebound to Michael Hujak. Hujak has got it for Central Catholic, goes to Brandon Meyer, down the far side line, stops here in the center of the floor, gets it across the 10-second line, the feet is going to be intercepted though. Intercepted there, here's a pass down the floor, it's going to go to Zach Hutt, he lays it in. Ball was intercepted there by Brady Barrett. Zach Hutt gets the field goal, he has now got 20 in the ball game, and is now 52-44. Again, the Patriots back within 8 points. Now with a minute and 49 seconds to play. Central Catholic has got it back in their offensive zone though. Turner Faye is going to be fouled on the play by Brady Barrett. The fourth foul on Barrett. And now Faye goes to the free throw line with a minute and 43 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll have our players of the game coming up right after this one. The coach's post-game show before we get out of here, so stick around. Adams Central down by 8 points. Turner Faye to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. Faye now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Averages 21. Nick Stein comes in. Overmiller comes out. Patriots are now down by 9 points at 53-44. They again will throw the mark here for the Crusaders. The shot is up there. That one is good. And now Tom Schlechter calls the timeout here for the Patriots. A minute and 43 seconds to play. High school basketball tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central trailing Central Catholic is the Crusaders 54, the Patriots 44.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vordestrasse. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
43 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 54 to 44. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead here tonight. An 18-point deficit is what Adams Central is looking at 2 minutes into the third quarter after they went nearly 7.5 minutes to stretch from the second quarter on into the third quarter without making a field goal. But yet they're still in the ball game here at 54 to 44. Patriots will inbound the ball as they race it down the right sideline. Zach Hunter's got it. Zach in three-point territory. The ball gets away from him, but he picks it back up with no problem. Down to a Nate Arnold. Back to Zach at the top of the key. Drives it inside the arc. Now the ball stripped away by Tyler O'Connor. A turnover on Adams Central. Zach Hatt loses control of the ball. That's the 11th turnover in the Patriots, and now he's going to be fouled here in backcourt as Zach Hunt. Or rather, Connor Lyons is going to be hit with a personal foul there. He just grabs a Crusader after they got the turnover. And going to the free throw line is Casey Weens for Central Catholic. He has got 8 points in the basketball game tonight, all in field goals. He's not been to the free throw line. It's a 10-point deficit right now for the Patriots. Shot is up there. It's good. It's now 55 to 44 in favor of the Crusaders. Both of these teams undefeated coming into this ball game tonight. Here comes the next shot by Weens. That one is good. Central Catholic doing a good job from the free throw line here tonight. 56 to 44. Adams Central down by 12. Here's Hunt driving to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Meyer, and Meyer is going to be fouled here in backcourt by Connor Lyons. The second foul on Lyons. And going to the free throw line now for Central Catholic is going to be Brandon Meyer. Meyer is one out of two from the stripe tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 56 to 44. Again, Central Catholic will be in that Centennial Conference basketball tournament along with St. Cecilia next week. Central Catholic, the number one seed. St. Cecilia, the number two seed. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Brandon Meyer. He's now got 8 points. So those two teams can run the table. They would meet a week from tonight at Lincoln Christian High School at 6 o'clock. Next shot is up there. That one's going to be missed by Meyer. Rebound comes down to Nate Arnold, hustling into the fourth quarter. Pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fay. Now we got a foul in backcourt. Adams Central turns it over again for the 12th time here in the ballgame. Personal foul called here in backcourt, and Central Catholic will go back to the free throw line. Nick Stein commits the personal foul. That's his second. So the Patriots going to lose their first ball game of the season, it appears, tonight against a very good team here from Grand Island Central Catholic. Casey Weens back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Weens will have one more. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Turner Fay is leading the way for the Crusaders. He has got 17. The next shot by Weens is in the air. That one is good. It's now 58 to 44. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. We're down to a minute to play now in the ball game as Zach Hunt looks at the three, passes up, goes to Lyons, now to Zach on the low block right side, to Nate for three at the top of the key, a shot good. Nate Arnold hits one for Adams Central. He's now got 15 in the ball game, and now we got a timeout for the Patriots as Adams Central has cut the lead down to 11 points now at 58 to 47. So we've got a timeout, 52 seconds to play. Adams Central trailing Grand Island Central Catholic 58 to 47.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations,
Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Good basketball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Adams Central's girls losing in the first ball game in overtime to Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 40-37. And it appears the boys' team also going to take her on the chin here tonight, although they're still fighting here in the final minute of this ball game. They're down by 11 points. Stranger things have happened. 58-47 is the score after Nate Arnold. It's a three-pointer from the top of the key to pull the Patriots back within 11 points. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Nate Arnold as the Crusaders inbound the ball. So this one's going to be one at the free-throw line where Central Catholic has done a great job at the stripe here tonight. Each team over the 10-foul limit here in the second half, so these will all be two-shot fouls down the stretch. Turner Fay goes to the free-throw line for Grand Island Central Catholic. He's got 17 in the ball game. His shot is up, but that one is no good. He's now 8 out of 10 from the free-throw line. So we got 51 seconds to play here in this one. 58-47 is the score in favor of Central Catholic. Next shot is up there from Turner. That's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here come the Patriots back up the floor. Zach Hunt has got it. Zach starts off left, now right, drives it, passed into the corner. Nick Stein for three, shot good. Nick Stein hits a three ball from the deep left corner, and it is now a 58-50 ball game again. An eight-point lead for Central Catholic. Brandon Meyer gets away on the break now as he throws it up, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Adams Central on three different occasions here in the fourth quarter has chopped the lead down to 8 points, but they have not been able to get any closer than that. They can just sniff the lead from here. Connor Lyons picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And now some more free throws. Here comes Brandon Meyer to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. He has got 8 points in the ball game, 2 of 3 from the line. And Sean is up there. That one is good. Meyer will have one more. It's now a 59-50 ball game. Now with 30.2 seconds to play, as Meyer will have another free throw here for the Crusaders. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. 60-50. Here comes Zach Hunt back quickly for Adams Central. Covered up with a three-point arc. Goes to Nate Arnold. Hops inside. Goes to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic, and that'll just about do it. Casey Weems brings it back, and now the Patriots will drop back in defense. We're down to 12 seconds to play, and this one is going to be over as Adams Central is setting up the white flag here. Turner Fay holds the ball on the far sideline. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball, but a good effort there by Adams Central as they come back from an 18-point deficit in the third quarter to pull within 8 points several times in the fourth quarter. And also in the third quarter. And it was a Central Catholic that goes on to win tonight by 10 points. Final score, Grand Island Central Catholic 60, Adams Central 50. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, south central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rosh Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic wins it tonight here in boys high school basketball. Final score is 60-50. So Central Catholic extends their season opening winning streak now to 13 games. Adams Central drops to 12-1 as they lose for the first time here tonight. It was the Crusaders who jumped on the Patriots early in the basketball game, 8-2 at the end of the first quarter, 22-10 at halftime. Adams Central went the final 5 minutes and 34 seconds of the second quarter without scoring a field goal, and then went over 2 minutes, in fact, 2 minutes and 3 seconds of the third quarter without scoring a field goal. So they went just over 7.5 minutes without hitting a field goal in the ball game. The Crusaders got out to an 18-point lead at 28-10. They led 30-12 under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, but then the Patriots went to some full-court pressure, got within 8 points at the end of three quarters at 34-26. They got within 8 points a couple of times in the fourth quarter at 50-42, at 52-44, and also at 58-50, but they could not get any closer than that. And Grand Island Central Catholic beats Adams Central tonight by the score of 60-50. Turner Fay led the way tonight for Central Catholic. He had 17. Casey Weems had 11. Brandon Meyer had 10 points. Tyler O'Connor had 8. Seth Wardeen had 8 points. And Michael Hudek had 6. Central Catholic, 20 out of 26 from the free throw line. They had 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central had 12 turnovers. The Patriots were 14 out of 21 from the foul line tonight. Zach Hunt led the way. He had 20. Nate Arnold had 15 points. They're the only two guys to reach double figures tonight for Adams Central. Nick Stein had 5. Connor Lyons had 4 points, 3 for Brady Barrett, and 2 for Calvin Ott. So Adams Central is now 12-1 on the season. Coming up next for Adams Central is going to be a game at Lexington next week, next Thursday night, matter of fact. And then the Patriots will play in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament beginning the week of February 1st through February 6th. Grand Island Central Catholic now 13-0 in the season. They will play in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament next week. And the Crusaders will play either Aquinas, or check that, they'll play either SCOTUS or Mount Michael next Tuesday night at 7:45. They will be the number one seed for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. That will also feature Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks will be the number two seed. So, again, the final score in this one, it was Adams Central losing tonight. The Grand Island Central Catholic by the score is 60-50. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Cedar Gym in Grand Island tonight. A sweep for Central Catholic over Adams Central. In the girls' ball game, it was the Crusaders over the Patriots in overtime by a score of 40-37. In the boys' ball game, Central Catholic knocks off Adams Central by a score of 60-50. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, looking back to the girls' contest, Only two players hit double figures tonight for Adams Central. Jalinda Hobson led the way. She had 14 points. Carrie Coates had 10 for the Patriots. Two players also reaching double figures for the Patriots in the boys' ball game. Zach Hunt had 20 points. Nate Arnold had 15. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name some winners right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central. First of all, for the girls, Jalinda Hobson is going to win her here tonight. Hobson leading the way for the Patriots in this ball game. Had 14 points in the basketball game. She had four field goals, and she was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line for AC as the Patriots dropped this one tonight in overtime by a score of 40-37. And for the Hastings College, or rather for the Adams Central boys basketball team, Zach Hunt. Team honors with 20 points in the ball game tonight. He hit 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Hunt also knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game and had 5 2-point field goals. So 5 twos, 1 3, and 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. He'll earn the player of the game honors for the Adams Central boys as the Patriots lose for the first time this year. They drop one to Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 60-50. So Zach Hunt and Jalinda Hobson are players of the game tonight from 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic heating and cooling system, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney. You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Allen, it was the Central Catholic Crusaders knocking off Adams Central tonight in boys high school play, 60-50, still waiting for the wipes of the eyes from head coach Tom Slechter to join us on the post-game show here tonight as the Patriots suffer their first loss of the season, losing to the Crusaders tonight by 10, but again, the Patriots battling back from an 18-point third-quarter deficit. They got within 8 points on three different occasions there late in the ball game, but could not get any closer than that. And the Crusaders win tonight by 10, 60-50. Central Catholic led 8-2 at the end of the first quarter. It was 22-10 at halftime. Again, the Crusaders stretching the lead to 18 points twice in the third quarter at 28-10 and once at 30-12. Adams Central battles back to pull within 8 points at the end of three quarters at 34-26. They got within 8 points a couple of times in the fourth quarter, but no closer. And Grand Island Central Catholic wins it tonight by the score of 60-50. So the Patriots now 12-1 in the season. They will play at Lexington next week before playing in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament the following week. And the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, they will improve to 13 wins and no losses as they will play in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament next week. Again, their first-round opponent will be either Columbus Scotus or Mount Michael. Those two teams will play on Monday. They'll play those in Columbus. And the winner will play Central Catholic on Tuesday at 7:45 here at the Crusader Gym. We'll come back and hopefully see Tom Slechter out of the locker room. We'll take a break and come back and listen to high school basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And we're back at the Crusaders gym again. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off Adams Central tonight by a score of 60-50. As Tom Schlecht has made his way out of the locker room tonight. And Coach, first of all, a great effort for you guys, especially in the second half as you battle back from an 18-point deficit. Just talk, I guess, number one about the second half.
Well, that's the first thing we told our guys is we're really proud of our guys because down 18, they could have just hung their heads and said things aren't clicking for us. We had 12 points in the middle of the third quarter. We ended up scoring 40 in the second half, and that's a really good GICC team, a great defensive team, and Billy Gavers, and those guys just out-coached me. And sometimes that happens, you know. You make mistakes or adjustments. And I told these guys, the newspaper guys, what we were trying to do defensively worked in the first half. We were trying to be real conservative and real patient on our defense because we knew Billy would be patient on the offensive end. And we were hoping that we could get misses and get boards. Well, the problem is there was a few misses, but they got rebounds on four or five possessions and scores, and then we didn't, you know, their defense is a credit to those guys and what they did. But if you look at it, if you look at the first and second half, the difference is the number of possessions. There weren't enough possessions in the first half like there was in the second, so we scored a lot more points because there's more possessions. That's just simple math. And but what we were hoping was maybe we'd have a 25-20 lead at half. You know, we knew it'd be low scoring, but apparently it was 22-10, which is not good, you know what I mean? And I could have played it differently, and I told those guys after the game, I said, next time I will not handcuff you on defense. We'll come out and be aggressive with full-court zone and then a half-court man or half-court man, whatever it is. But I handcuffed our guys tonight against a patient offense. So you can handcuff your guys and keep them in against a real aggressive offense that shoots the first look, but not against the Billy Gavers team that's going to be real patient. If they hit shots and you don't get bored, if they miss shots and you get bored and then you convert, now they have to be more aggressive than they want to be on the offensive end. You're going to be okay. And so we played a conservative game with our guys. They don't like that. It kind of doesn't play into their style, you know what I mean, to be timid on defense and to run guys in the lane to take away stay on the drive. And we should have just came out and muscled them out and just said, let's just foul the heck out of each other and let's just move on.
Coach, talk about your struggles offensively, especially in the first half of play. Just talk about the troubles we had getting what we wanted there offensively.
Well, yeah, I don't think that necessarily, again, we didn't hit a three until middle of the third quarter. But I don't think necessarily that it was that we were so terrible on the offensive end. We just didn't get enough possessions. And then we didn't get O boards, and they did get offensive boards. And that is the part that our kids had to do a better job than they did tonight. We didn't. There was two or three times where we checked them, and the ball went over both guys' heads. They were long rebounds, but we got to go get those rebounds. You know, I don't know what the first half rebounding stats were, but I know they out-rebounded us. Second half, maybe we were more even, I would bet. And that was the difference. And so if we get those rebounds and we go and we convert, and then all of a sudden it's 15-15, 20-15 us, or 20-15 them, it's a different game. But 22-10 now, that's just a bad story. You know what I mean? It's a bad story.
Yeah, we went about 5 minutes and 34 seconds of the second quarter without hitting a field goal. And we go the first 2 minutes of the third quarter without a field goal. That's just, a testament to what we saw defensively tonight. That was a very good defensive team tonight.
What Billy did, which was really smart, was he knew that we were so worried about on our offense, we run so much ball side stuff. And in the second half, we got some kicks to the backside for a couple threes, you know, and even for a couple dump-in layups. If we would have sealed earlier like we could have, and I, again, you know, hindsight's 20/20 on everything, because we were trying to get him in the bonus. And so we were driving real hard to try and get him in the bonus. But, I'm not saying the officials. It's just they're going to call every foul, you know. And so they didn't call every foul. So we didn't get him the bonus early enough to get to the free throw line. So we really didn't want to throw passes. We wanted to drive right through him. But driving through him didn't work because we didn't get enough calls, here in this atmosphere. And I'm not saying the officials, that was their fault. I'm just saying that's just how it was. That they play good defense and they're playing good position. And so we were hoping to get in the bonus earlier. We didn't. We could have skipped to the backside for threes, and that's probably what we would do if we played him the next time. So he's thinking a minute.
Just never could get the lead down to any further than an 8-point deficit. You know, you had the momentum down there. You had to cut down to 8 points a couple of times, but could never get a run after that. Looked like they were in the control late.
Yeah, that's probably more a testament to when we were up 15, what are they thinking on the offensive end? They were trying to be real passive with the ball. And then when we cut it to 8, I think they got a little bit more aggressive. You know, they thought, well, we better make a shot or we better push on the press a little bit. I think when they were a little more aggressive on the press and they converted, that was better for them. I think they could, you know, I think if they would have been a tie ball game, then they probably would have been a little more aggressive on the press. I think that's the reason why we cut it to 8, you know, not just the only reason. We played really good defense and our guys attacked and we pushed it and did things that we normally do in other games that we just didn't do in the first half tonight. But, you know, as soon as it got to 8, you know, that was kind of a tricky spot where maybe we should have came back for a possession, played just half court, man, one possession, but pressured them instead of the full court because they got a couple of transition buckets that hurt.
Your press definitely hurts Central Catholic, I thought, especially mid-third quarter into the fourth quarter. That was very good, I thought, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't think it would do that. I didn't think it would do that to Coach Gaver's team because they're such good handlers. And there again, it might have been testament to those guys trying to to hang on to the ball instead of trying to score it. But I thought our guys did a fantastic job, Nate, Zach, Nick, Brady, of coming up to get steals. They were being more aggressive. They were being more the aggressor. And we started with that almost every game. I think you'll see from here on out, we will probably play that zone man-to-man or zone press that we run almost every game. I mean, no matter who we play, because it just kind of gets us into a zone.
Okay, nice thing about this, it's not the final ball game of the season. You can learn from this, baby, and you still got a long way to go with Lexington and not into the conference tournament, but just talk about what this did for you. For the
exactly. This is a great game for us because down 18, it could have went to 25. We could have hung it up and just said, well, we're not going to win this one. It's over. And our kids didn't. And so that's the first thing I told them was I'm really proud of our kids for mid-third quarter on finishing the game and finishing it strong. And, you know, and so you just say to yourself, well, we'll pick up on Monday. We said this before the game, every game's a huge game. We got Lexington at Lexington, their district opponent. It's a huge game. Then we start conference tournament the week after. So every game from here on out is a big game, but it's not district. Like you said, district is the elimination game, and that's when you want your kids playing the best basketball. We learned a lot about ourselves tonight. We learned a lot about what we can and can't do, and we learned that even down 20 to a really good team on the road, we can make a push and a run on them and come back out. So, you know, this is a great game for our kids, for district, for hopefully we get into a district final, and if we're fortunate enough to go to state tournament. This is the kind of thing that you need to get you ready for that.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Tom Schlechter, head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots dropped this one tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic, final score of 60-50. That'll wrap things up for us in Grand Island tonight. Again, the girls' ball game, it was Central Catholic knocking off Adams Central by the score of 40-37 in overtime. In the boys' game, it was Grand Island Central Catholic 60, Adams Central 50. From our producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.